Hey everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy. We're just two insignificant views on film. Check us out at realtalkfilm.com. You can also visit our Facebook at facebook.com/realtalkfilm or Twitter at twitter.com/realtalkfilm.
Well, good evening to everybody who is listening live across the internet, which is no one because we record it.
Because we don't do anything live.
Offline.
So you're listening to this the next day.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Yeah, I hope your drive is nice and safe and the weather outside is delightful.
I am Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
With Doug. We have, we of course live in Texas. We've had some rotten weather over the course of 3 days.
Like the rest of the United States just laughs at us because they're like, yeah, that's a normal Tuesday, and we're like, man, this 2 inches of ice sure does suck.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it is our state will not do anything about it. Like, they're like, oh, we'll throw some sand at it, that should work. No, it didn't do a thing. We will not invest in salt. We definitely will not get any kind of snow plows.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I can understand, you know, it's rare. It's not rare anymore. It used to be rare, so it's something they probably didn't think about investing in. But it's been like the last 3 to 4 years in a row where we've just had like these snowstorms / ice storms that have come in and then just crippled us for a week.
Oh yeah,
because we're unprepared. We don't have the salt for the ice. We don't have the snow plows. So when this shit hits, whoops, pardon my French. We're like.
And then there was something called freezing fog.
Yeah, I
even posted that on Facebook. I said, I didn't even know it existed. I said it sounds like a bad horror movie premise.
Yeah, it's just this fog that rolls in and freezes anything it touches.
I could not believe it, and I was in shock. And this whole weekend, everybody, of course, their minds were blown. They called it Ice-ageddon 2013, and if you went to any shopping center here in Texas or in northern Texas, DFW area, you would not find anything on the shelves. It was all sold out.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, I saw, I think you posted some pictures and some other friends posted pictures, and you know, at the time you're like, this is ridiculous, why do you need to stock up? But dude, kid you not, Sunday afternoon, like, yeah, it started clearing up and stuff, it got warmer, stuff was starting to melt, but it was still super icy, especially in our neighborhood. It was like, okay, so what do we have in the back of the freezer? do we have another box of mac and cheese?
I ordered pizza on Friday night.
We talked about doing it like on either tonight or last night. We were like, we should order pizza and have someone else go drive out that.
Well, here's the funny thing is they would not deliver it. They said, no, we're not delivering. You have to come pick it up. So that's what I did, and it was wonderful. I had a great time sliding around and having a lot of fun. I'm used to it. I'm from a northern state, so I'm used to driving in this kind of weather. It's been a long time since I've had to, but it's just like riding a bike. You don't forget it.
Yep. Well, when you only have to do it once a year, it's not a. I don't know. You just don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Well, I hope that everybody's bundled up if you are in a cold state. I know it's cold all across the country, but we're going to warm you up with some headlines.
And now the headlines with Doug and Jeremy. We're bringing you the biggest news stories of the week.
What became the biggest news story of the week in the Real Talk arena was that Wonder Woman has been cast for Batman versus Superman.
Yep.
It is Gal Gadot. Or how would you pronounce it?
Gadot. I don't know.
Or maybe she.
Know.
I'm just gonna go with got it because she's got it.
She's got it going.
She's got
on.
It going on. You may remember Gal from Fast and Furious 6. Was it 5 or 6?
I believe it was 6.
Fast and Furious 6. She was the one of the female leads that rode the motorcycle who went in. Very, very, very beautiful woman. The Real Talk team got into a bit of a let's just say it was a argument that didn't end well for me. I felt the need to fight everybody on this, and I said that she looked too petite and her breastises were small. Now we won't get into it again, but everyone just focused on me, the breastises remarks.
It wasn't very tactful.
I know. If I were a professional, I could have worded it a lot better. So that way the point that I was trying to make would have came out more than the remark about her size and stuff. So the point I was making that I think everybody in the end finally saw and commented about was that I just can't wait to see what she looks like in the suit and how it all works out and how she represents the mantle, how she takes it up.
Yeah, I'm really curious. You know, they're saying that she will be Wonder Woman. But like I said, I wonder if we'll even see her in the suit or if we're just going to see her as Diana Prince, or maybe we'll see some sort of like alternate suit where maybe, you know, back home in her kingdom, maybe she doesn't wear the, you know, the stars and stripes, even though I know that in the comics they answer that that's something special to her people. But, you know, meh, whatever.
You know, the thing is, though, they went a different route than, say, the Dark Knight Rises goes to, where, of course, you see Catwoman is in it, but nobody ever mentions Catwoman. It's
Selena Kyle.
Thank you. There's a quote that's saying this isn't Gal Gadot playing Diana Prince, who will become Wonder Woman. This announces her hero incarnation flat out.
Okay.
So I think we definitely will see Wonder Woman.
Okay. I'm just really, and I wonder how much she's going to be in it. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's going to be a very small piece. I think what they're trying to do, and this is just me speculating, of course, so I could be 100% wrong, as I usually am, but I really feel that they're going to introduce a lot of DC characters in this movie, just kind of like a couple scenes here and there, and then they're gone. Just to give them a little screen time to introduce them to people and say, hey, we're here, and now let's jumpstart this this DC universe in the movie realm.
Yeah.
At least that's how I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be surprised if it was like we go through the whole movie and then like somewhere along the lines they talk about teaming up and then like the last like minute of the film is like, oh, by the way, Bats, I found some people to help us out. And then like there they all are and that's it.
Oh, yeah. That would make everyone so angry.
Yeah.
So angry. Maybe she's just in the movie, she's been cast, and then she's an end of credits girl.
Yeah.
She, you know, I mean, like, they just pull one of those and everyone's just like, what?
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is. We're getting all worked up about it, and it's nothing important.
I just think that they're going to go a better route than, say, Sony does with their films. Which leads us to this next story. And the only reason why I put this in here is because I just wanted to talk about it for a little bit. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 released the trailer, their full-length trailer, two-minute trailer, and posters offering a glimpse of Rhino, Electro, and Green Goblin. Now, I don't want to bring, I mean, go watch the trailer. You probably already have, but it's a very exciting trailer. It looks like a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
The points that I wanted to bring up, which goes back to the first Amazing Spider-Man movie, which is they nail the suit, Spider-Man's suit. I mean, this one looks just awesome. They really nail it. As I watched the trailer, I was just like, wow, this is probably the best incarnation of the suit that I've seen. It looks like the comic book one. It looks like the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon series one. It just looks really good. What they don't understand is how to make a villain. All of the villains look terrible in this film. Just like the lizard did in the first one. I'm sorry, but while looking at the poster, it looks like there's a frickin' Transformer in this movie.
Yeah, I'm really confused about the whole Rhino thing.
It's a metal suit.
Yeah, which, from what I understand, comes from the Ultimate Spider-Man universe, where, I mean, he may be in the normal one, too, that kind of metal look. But it's like, because you see the trailer, and you see Paul Giamatti, and he's got, like, the the tattoos, the prison kind of like,
and he's shooting at him with a machine gun.
And then all of a sudden there's like a metal rhino at some point in the trailer. And, you know, obviously it's a trailer, so they're not going to give up like the story of how he came gets there, but it's still like, what happened? How did we go from that to that?
Yeah. And that does, I mean, it just doesn't look, I don't know, man. It just doesn't look like it's going to be cool I don't know. It just looks bad. And then when I saw the Green Goblin, no mask, and the suit doesn't look cool. It just doesn't look good. Like, there's just something about these characters that they develop for the enemies that just always look pretty terrible. And then even Electro.
See, I kind of like this Electro.
He looks like the dude. It looks like they ripped off the character from their own video game. What's that game?
Which game?
Sony's game. It came out on the PS3. He has powers and he has a hoodie on.
Prototype?
No, not Prototype. It starts with
Infamous.
An I. Infamous. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it looks kind of like the Infamous guy.
Really?
And you can't now. Do you putting it together now?
I haven't played Infamous, but I believe you.
Oh man, you got to look at it and compare it side by side. It just there's a resemblance there, and it's pretty funny.
All right, hold on, Infamous. Hold on. Let me look at this guy. He's not wearing the hoodie in this picture. Hold on, let's get rid of that. Infamous 2. Let's get rid of that. I see it.
And that's a Sony game.
That's funny.
So I just was like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, well, everything is, of course, as we take it with a grain of salt because we haven't seen it, but.
There was one really cool thing that I noticed in the trailer. And
oh,
I'm curious.
The Sinister Six?
Yes.
I knew you were going to say it. Yep.
Oh, it's in there for like a split second, but it looks like it's at Oscorp. And you can see behind the glass, you can see the metal wings. You can see Doc Ock's, like, leg things.
Yep.
All that little, just, it's like,
the vulture's wings, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant, vulture. I said the metal, you know, but you could see them. And so it's cool because it's like, oh, something's about to go down.
And the producers said that Oscorp plays such a huge, evil plot in the film, you know, like, I mean, they're really setting up for something big for the third one.
Yeah. I wonder if Gwen Stacy's going to die finally.
Like you're like, please let it happen.
Well, like, okay. I love Emma Stone. We know this, but like, her character needs to die.
She's my wife.
Yeah. She needs to die.
In a fake world. Right. Well, I don't know. She ever since Jennifer Lawrence came out, she's got some stiff competition.
Dude, I know. It's tough.
We got a sequel announcement before a movie even hits theaters.
Well, it's a sequel to a sequel to a sequel to a reboot to a sequel. I don't know.
Okay, so we got X-Men Days of Future Past is coming out this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we already have the announcement that X-Men Apocalypse is coming the summer of 2016. Yep. When this announcement happened, the internet might as well just exploded. I don't know, man. I think a lot of young men and older men lost their virginity to themselves after this came out. Because I saw this and I just saw in the comment section, finally, oh my God, yes, about time. And then it's being directed by Bryan Singer.
Man. Well, he is doing Days of Future Past, right?
Yes. And he announced that he is going to be the director of this one. And it's going to follow, Apocalypse is said to follow the storyline. It's supposed to follow the original cast from, what's the last one? First Class. First Class. X-Men First Class. So that's what I read in a separate article.
So we won't have... Okay, so it'll be the younger versions of them?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Because even this article mentions that he was introduced in X-Factor, a comic book that brought back the original X-Men team members, Cyclops, Beast, Angel, Iceman, and Jean Grey, back together years after Jean Grey was thought to have been killed, and this is they're saying this could be a way for them to bring her back. Since they are not going to be in the next movie because obviously they died.
Here's the biggest thing for me: if they're going to cast it and it's going to be all the current members of the X-Men films from the early 2000s, don't you think that they're getting a bit old? Like to bring back, I mean, do you think that they're like, okay, well, we have Halle Berry as Storm, and yeah, she still looks good, but will everybody look good? And do you want to recast Cyclops? And, you know, I mean, who's going to be Beast? Because the original Beast, and then you got a new Beast, but then you got Kelsey Grammer Beast. You know, who do you use?
I would go, ooh, this is tough. You bring up good points. I like the new cast better, but I can see them wanting to go back with, you know, Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen. Because they did good, but it's tough because everyone did such a good job in the new movie.
Yeah.
But Hugh Jackman will always just be Wolverine.
He will probably play that character even after death. We will be 80 years old and it's just like, all right, Wolverine, number 55. All right, bring it on. Wolverine in a wheelchair.
He's still ripped.
Yeah, he is. Well, one movie that we're getting a sequel to that we did not expect because it did not do so well in the theaters was Dread. We're getting a sequel in January. Definitely not this January.
I was like, no.
Next January. It wasn't a hit in 2012. I thought that it was a great. I mean, Keith Urban played Keith Urban, the country
singer. That would have been a much different movie.
He'd be like, I'm Judge Dredd. Put down your guns. Let's have a bud. So, Carl Urban had a great role. You can see him, and I suggest you see him in Almost Human. Oh, what a great show. He's coming back for a second movie after the sales of the Blu-ray and DVD have done phenomenal. So they've had a cult hit on their hands here because of the sales of the DVD, which we don't really see that often anymore. Usually if it's a failed movie in the theater, it's probably going to tank on the DVD Blu-ray sales. Mm-hmm. So to see a cult hit come up in this day and age when we have the internet and everything is pretty cool.
I haven't seen Dread, so I have no comment on this.
Well,
it's on my Netflix queue, though.
You definitely should watch it. I think Jason was a bigger fan than I was of it. I wish that they kind of expanded the universe more, but they focused on one central location.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a bad thing, but I would have liked to see the story fleshed out more and a little more, But I'm sure their budget wasn't like huge. So,
yeah.
In other news, we have a couple TV stories here. Fox has fully ordered the series Gotham, so Fox has won the battle to bring it out to us the viewers, and the series is of course following Jim Gordon, and the one reason why I brought it up is because of the fact that. They're going to start filming it, I believe, early next year, we will get. The shooting will start in March of 2014, and we're going to see Bruce Wayne in it.
Yep.
But the 10-year-old version of Bruce Wayne, and we're going to see he'll be throughout the show. They're already starting to cast for him. He'll be out throughout the whole series. He'll have a part and a role in it, and that's going to be very interesting to see. Jim Gordon, he wouldn't be the commissioner yet. Jim Gordon kind of solved these mysteries, and his first mystery, his first detective role that we're going to see is, of course, the death of the Waynes. So that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that.
I'm excited.
There's nothing more to say to it. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, I'm excited too. So
I'm pumped.
How do you feel about Brett Ratner?
I hate him.
Most people do. He is signed on to direct Beverly Hills Cop 4.
again. Apparently, this is not the first time that they've...
Well, again, and here's what happened. Jerry Bruckheimer has signed back with Paramount. He was with Disney for a very long time. He had a great stay at Disney until a few of his films started to flop. You will know these films as the last... What's that ship movie called?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean, and then the ship on the train movie called
The
Lone Ranger.
With the horse and the
train. The horse and the train. Yeah, so, I mean, he's kind of had a downward swing as of late. But he signed a deal with Paramount, and in order to make the deal happen, I'm pretty sure this was Paramount's side of the deal, Jerry Bruckheimer will make Beverly Hills Cop 4, Top Gun 2, on the top of the list of things to bring back to the big screen. So we have a first deal on that, which is Brett Ratner is going to direct Beverly Hills Cop 4. And I know that Eddie Murphy has been dying to get back into this role because he tried to make it into a TV series. And I guess we talked about that before. The pilot was amazing, but I'm guessing it wasn't made for TV, so...
Maybe the movie will be okay because, you know, as much as I despise Ratner because he absolutely murdered X-Men 3, he did do the Rush Hour movies, and those are pretty funny.
Those were pretty popular.
And those are pretty funny. Maybe he'll go back to that and do something good because I will never forgive him for X-Men.
And a lot of people will not. Ben Affleck will not forgive himself for Daredevil.
Yeah, poor guy.
So as we all know, he's catching a lot of flack for mm-hmm. Batman, and he came out and talked with Playboy magazine, and which was the it wasn't even the American version of Playboy, but anyways,
was it not?
No, it says it was transcribed by Latino Review. Oh, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah, they probably just... it's an audio clip.
Transcribed.
So probably,
I was thinking... Yeah. Never mind.
Translated?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyways, so... No. I feel dumb. Can we edit that out?
If you want to. Just own it.
So he went on to say, I understand that I'm at a disadvantage with the internet. If I thought the result would be another Daredevil, I'd be out picketing it myself. He laughs. Why would I make the movie if I didn't think it was going to be good and that I could be good in it? As for Daredevil being the biggest regret of his career, he says, the only movie I actually regret is Daredevil. It just kills me. I love that story, the character, and the fact that it got fucked up the way that it did stays with me. Maybe that's part of the motivation to do Batman.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. I was so good up until that point. So he goes on to say that Batman is, it's a unique take on Batman that will still be consistent with the mythology. He's very excited, and all of a sudden he had a reading of the character. When people see it, it will make more sense than it does now, even when it did to me initially. So that's good.
Okay.
I'm still curious. So up in the air about this.
Yeah. And he says the new Batman is to redefine him in a way that doesn't compete with Bale or Chris Nolan's Batman.
Which is cool. I mean, I'm very excited about it. I know that you are just like a wait and see on this whole situation because
I just love Batman so much. And Ben Affleck is an actor who is on the fence for me constantly. There are some things where I'm just like, Ben Affleck is the man. And there's stuff where I'm just like, Ben Affleck, why do you hate everyone?
Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
He was the bomb.
The bomb in Phantoms.
But then he made Geely or whatever the fuck that movie was called. And it's just like,
One movie.
And then you made Daredevil, and it's like, why do you hate comic books?
Okay, two movies.
Why do you hate comic books?
Geely wasn't a comic book.
I know, but I thought you made it pretty clear in the Kevin Smith movies that you like comic books. But after Daredevil, it's pretty obvious you actually hate them.
Now, it could not be. I mean, listen, he didn't direct it. He didn't produce it. He damn sure didn't write it.
Yeah, I was actually, I read an article today. somewhere, and it was talking about how hard it is to know how your movie's going to be, or how well it's going to be, like, in the end when you're on set, because it's like, you know, you're into the project. Oh, everyone's into the project. And so you don't realize until you see it, like, how bad it's actually going to end up being, because you're in the moment and you're seeing it.
You got the excitement and you're doing stuff on the set and you're just like, yeah, this is going to be awesome.
When you're seeing pieces of it and, like, you may be doing the best, but, like, you can't necessarily see with the camera, even though you may see dailies and stuff, but it all depends on editing and all that stuff, and that you can go from having an amazing movie or how it feels on set to seeing it in the end and just being like, wow, this is piece of shit.
I can't believe I was associated
with this. That may be what happened here. It was like, you know, they're in there and they're making this movie and it's fun because it's Daredevil and, you know, he's a cool character, and, you know, and I remember when it came out that he was Ben Affleck was excited because it was like one of his favorite comic book characters and he was excited to be a part of it. But, you know, maybe when they went to the premiere of it and they're watching it and they're like,
and he goes, oh, this is garbage. But he's still got to promote it because that's what he gets paid for. And he's still got to say it's great and you should go out and see it. But after 10 years, you know, you could be like, it sucked.
That movie was just horrendous.
Garbage. So I look forward to seeing what he does with it. I trust the direction for now. So more DC news is that David Goyer is developing low-budget movies for Warner Brothers in a new deal. He is okay. They're low budget. They're lower budget films, and I think that they're trying to offset the cost of the big movies, the big names. What was it you said earlier? The Man of Steel had a price tag of $225 million.
Yeah.
Well, they're looking to bring Suicide Squad, Booster Gold, Deathstroke, and Team 7 to the big screen. And each one will have the budget around $40 million, and even some titles as low as $20 million. Now, you could do a lot nowadays with $40 million. You know, I mean, it's not the most money in the world, but I've seen some pretty great movies. Which means it's going to be gritty. It's going to be real. There's not going to be a lot of there's going to be a lot of you know, real life effects instead of CGI, which could turn out to be a pretty badass movie. You know,
when you look at things like Suicide Squad, you're looking at characters. There are a couple that have, you know, actual powers and stuff. But you could go with some that are like, you know, the Bronze Tiger, who's just pretty much just a fighter, Deadshot, who's just a marksman, you know, Harley Quinn, Deathstroke, things like that.
Quinn needs her own movie.
Yeah, well, you just, you know, they don't have a lot of superpowers per se, so that's where you can cut down the budget, because it's like, well, you don't have to make sure that this guy flies around.
Yeah, that's
true. It's just editing and a couple visual effects and special effects, and, you know, I don't know.
This is true. I'm interested. I never got into, like I said, I'm still new at comics. Everybody should know this by now. I purchased my first comic probably. When I was 32, I'm sorry, 31.
How old are you?
32. I bought my first comic last year. You know, I don't know much about them. I'm interested in it.
Yeah. I'm curious to see where they go with this. I actually haven't read much of Suicide Squad at all. I think the first thing I ever actually read with them was when they showed up in the, Death of the Family storyline recently in the New 52, where the Joker shows up in their comics. But, you know, they're also talking about Deathstroke, which Deathstroke has been in Arrow, and I really have been enjoying this version of Deathstroke in Arrow. He's a little bit different than he is in the comics. But do what?
Is he full costume?
No, you do see his mask, but he doesn't wear
it. It's one thing that I really hate about the W, or whatever they're calling it now.
The CW?
CW. They never give you anything. Like, the things that you want, they just won't give you. Like, you always wanted to have, in Smallville, Superman frickin' fly. Superman wear the frickin' cape. And they would just give you glimpses. Oh, here's a t-shirt that's blue. Oh, well, yeah. here's an athletic shirt that has the S on it, but he's not flying.
Yeah. Oh. In his storyline, there, I don't know, it's part of his, like, what he's supposed to wear, but they're stranded on an island, and he just, either he doesn't have his mask anymore, or he just chooses not to wear it because it's impractical where he's at. But you do see it. I'm not a fan of what it looks like because it looks pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
But I like him as a character. I've really enjoyed Arrow. I don't know if you've been watching it.
I need to watch the first season. I haven't watched it. I didn't get into it too much, but Jason said that I should because it's a really good show.
It's fun. Like I don't know really much about Green Arrow. So I don't, you know, I know there's some people out there that don't like it because of how much they've changed, but again, I don't know much about it.
So you're coming to it like a new fan.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know anything about this character. One of the things I will say is that they have brought in a ton of Batman characters.
Really?
A ton. Huh. Like villains and just other random people. It is fun because almost every episode I'm Googling a character because I'm like, okay, who are you in that? Who are you actually in the DC universe? Because it'll be like some obscure character from some other comics. Like his IT girl is a girl from, she has her own had her own DC comic back in like the 70s. And it's like, I don't think she has anything to do with Green Arrow, but she's in this show.
Do you think it's weird that the WB wouldn't put Batman and Gotham TV shows on CW?
Do I think it's weird that they wouldn't do it?
Yeah. Like, how come, why would they shop it around to other networks? Do you think that CW doesn't have as big of a reach?
Yeah, definitely. When a show goes to CW, especially if it's a DC show, I mean, you can pretty much expect it to be like Smallville, and I'm sure they don't want that for their show, and I'm sure they don't want that almost
like a teen show.
Yeah, and then I guess they don't want that, even if it's not, they don't want it to be perceived that way. Because, you know, what else are they doing? They're doing, like, Vampire Diaries and stuff like that. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
I would shop it out elsewhere. But, like, Arrow is perfect for the show. It's kind of like, it reminds me of Smallville with its kind of cheesiness. But I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, I'll have to give it a shot.
It's on Netflix, the first
Speaking
season.
Speaking
anyway.
Of shots... To be sad when this goes away.
Yeah,
the longest intro ever.
It's true.
All right, well, coming at number five is Delivery Man, making $3.74 million for a total of $24.8 million in 3 weeks. Number four, Fizzy, is Thor: The Dark World, pulling in $4.81 million for a total of $194 million in 5 weeks. Number three, Out of the Furnace, which I wanted to see, but I did not, making $5.22 million in this first week. Holding strong in the top three is number two, The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, making $26.2 million for a total of $336 million in 3 weeks. Oh, my Lord. And at number one, somehow it shoots back up into relevance, Frozen. Coming in strong with a $31.6 million take for a total of $134 million.
Apparently, I've seen people post on Facebook about people who have gone to go see this. Sorry. And they're like, this is one of the best Disney animated movies ever. They're like, not like cartoons, but I guess maybe this new Disney Animation Studios, whatever their like revamp thing that they're doing with all these new movies like Tangled and stuff.
Right.
But they're saying it was marketed terribly, but the movie is phenomenal.
Yeah, and I keep hearing the same thing, and I'm really looking forward to go seeing it. I wanted to go see it this weekend, but lo and behold, we
got
frozen
here instead. Yeah, we got to live it.
Yeah. So, well, that's your top five movies of the week. Let's get on into seeing what you watched.
Are you watching closely?
That was a very, very soft dance that you did today.
Yep.
It's like a relaxed. And you had coffee. I'm surprised. Did you watch anything?
Nope.
Oh my goodness.
I watched some Christmas movies over while I was
snowed
in
my
house.
Well, who didn't?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a waste of an intro.
Yep.
Awesome.
I wanted to go see Out of the Furnace, and I had plans to see it Saturday morning, but then it was like, yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere.
Not going out. But you could have walked.
That is a far walk.
I'm chubby. I am not walking anywhere. Well,
I would. It's one of those, like, if it was a nice day outside, yes, I would walk, but it's icy. Frack that. Hell no.
I saw on Facebook that your girlfriend walked.
We went somewhere. We walked to lunch on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Literally, like, a 5-minute walk.
All right. Well, coming out this week, we have The Hobbit.
Yeah.
The Desolation of Smaug.
Or if you are paying attention to how they say it, apparently, in the movie, when everyone else says it's Smaug, Smaug.
Smaug.
That's dumb.
That really is.
Smaug. So everyone knows it as Smaug, not Smaug.
The Desolation of Smaug.
It ruins it.
Maybe it's just the guy who's saying it. Maybe it's...
No, I mean, because that's how... I mean, that's clearly how... what's his face says it? Martin Freeman. He's like, in the trailer, like, oh, great, Smaug. And it's like, Smaug? Who the fuck is Smaug?
Well,
is he Smaug's little brother?
It doesn't matter what we say about The Hobbit, because we're not going to see it. Because we're going to see Tyler Perry's A Madu Christmas.
A Madu?
That's how little I care about it.
Ma'am. Madea needs to die.
I really hope that this movie tanks.
Ugh. Look who's in it.
Larry the Cable Guy. How far you've come. How far have you fallen?
And Chad Michael Murray.
Well, let's plan to go see the Hobbit this weekend.
Dude, I'm... What?
Let's plan to go see the... Oh, never mind. You will probably be seeing this on Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, talk to you Monday.
Okay.
Oh, man. Let's go over some movies in some...
Bye.
Box. I'm going to be sad when that goes, too.
Oh, yeah, man. Oof, me too.
We're just cutting segments left and right.
We can keep these.
This sucks. This segment sucks. I did an internet poll. One person said it sucked.
Yeah. This is helpful for me, though, because then I know what movies I have to go buy that week.
All right. I'll keep it in there, and you could just, like, look at them every week.
Yeah. Like, we didn't do this, like, 2 weeks ago, and The World's End came out, and I haven't bought it yet.
And you're like... Oh, Jeremy, I blame you.
They're like, we didn't have the list this week.
Hey, before we get into that, I just want to say, because there's a Doctor Who release, and I wanted to say there's been an internet uproar because there was a post that said the 11th Doctor is the final Doctor.
Yeah, that's crazy.
About that? Is that true, or what's going on?
In the original series, somewhere at some point in time, they said that the Doctor could only regenerate a total of 12 times. And they're saying that this should be his last regeneration, the 11th one, because of there's another Doctor in there somewhere. Even though he's 11, he's technically 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying that, like, this should be the last one.
They're not going to do that.
Well, no, exactly. It may not even be him. It may be the 12th Doctor. I forget exactly what it is. But in the canon, they said he can only regenerate 12 times.
Guess what?
And then they say that back in, 50 years ago.
Canon's about to be rewritten.
Yeah.
After this year.
It's like they said it 50 years ago, probably not thinking, oh, Doctor Who, that's going to last until 2014.
Exactly. I think we're definitely see a rewrite of the history of Doctor Who.
This show, they'll just be like, yeah, that dude was drunk.
Yeah. And he was wrong. I can regenerate up to 24 times. Let's get 12 more seasons.
And then 50 years from now, they'll be like, they said 12 and then they said 24. What the
Yeah. And they're like, he's still around. And then he regenerates again. He goes, oh, look, I'm still here.
That's what I hope happens. I hope he changes and then he's just like, what?
I'm supposed to be dead.
Oh, man. I did catch up completely on Doctor Who, and I did watch Day of the Doctor, which was like their movie thing.
I heard it was very mixed reviews.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, okay. So you think it was good. Okay, good. All right. Well, coming out this week on Tuesday, we got Despicable Me 2. Or as my son likes to call it, Speckle the Meat 2.
So that's going to be a Christmas present for him if you haven't already bought it for him.
Oh, he's got it already.
Of course he does. Because, you know, you can't let your kid wait for anything.
He waits for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's December. He should wait for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
It's character building.
Yeah, I know. He's terrible at his patience, too.
I've heard amazing things about this movie. I haven't seen it myself.
It was amazing.
I'm going to box it.
Buy it.
But, yeah, but I understand if you want to buy
it. Buy
it.
Buy it.
There we go. You heard it here.
Fast and Furious 6.
The memory.
Oh, you are treading like
Paul Walker.
Oh, you better tread lightly, sir.
I'm gonna say buy it. I haven't seen it. Probably will never see it. We'll buy
it, man,
and like frame it with like a rest in peace, Paul Walker.
Oh, it's a ton of fun, dude. You should definitely go see it. I mean, not go see it, but
I'll box it.
Okay, how about Doctor Who, The Day of the Doctor?
Oh, man. I'm buying this. The new Doctor, I have had such a hard time with season 5 and 6. Season 7 was phenomenal. The first half was kind of some episodes that were not very good. Second half, great. Everything leading up to Day of the Doctor, great. Day of the Doctor was awesome. Brought back David Tennant. It blew everyone's minds with some craziness. They hinted at the next Doctor a little bit, which was also awesome, because they're like, all 12 doctors are here, and then they're like 13. You see a close-up of his eyes.
Wait, now I'm confused, because there's only supposed to be 12 and now there's 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Anywho, battle of the year, the Dream Team.
Maybe they say
it's a dance movie, and it's got Chris Brown in it, the girlfriend beater.
Wait, which one are we talking about?
Battle of the year.
Oh, burn it. Oh, burn it. Burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it.
How about a 20th anniversary edition of Tom Hanks's Big?
Dude, that's a great movie.
It is.
It has some moments that are a little weird, but it's a good movie.
Buy it. All right, good job. We'll pick one more. We'll pick one more.
Okay.
I'm going to go with... Oh, what to choose? What to choose? There's so many. There we go. It is the holidays, and we do have the new film coming out. How about the 50th anniversary of Mary Poppins?
Buy it. It's like the Blu-ray release.
Blu-ray release.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I cannot wait for Saving Mr. Banks.
Me neither. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, buy it. Buy it. Awesome. Buy it. Oh, my God. This is a duh. I don't know. I may buy this. It's Mary Poppins, man.
Well, that was another episode of Real Talk. Our new swag is coming in the end of the year, coming up here pretty quick at the end of the year. I think that next week we may... I say next week we let out a couple segments that we're going to do. Like, we just announce them. We don't have to show them off. But we just kind of give away the premise and say, hey, this is what we plan for it. What do you think? Yay and nay?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Okay.
Yeah, why
Tune
not?
In next week for that. I am Jeremy.
And I am Doug.
And we will talk to you later.